Hello, I'm Isaac, and this is Life as I See It, audio blog number 21. A long while back, maybe over a year or so, I'd talked about the different podcasts I listen to, and I get questions about what I'm listening to every so often, so here I am. Just for those of you who aren't super familiar with the idea, podcasts are essentially recorded radio shows, and they could be just about, in fact, they are about everything and everything, you know, anything and everything. They're all free. They're almost always available through the iTunes store. You can download them. And just about any topic you can possibly think of, there are podcasts on it. And there are some, you know, there's stuff done by the BBC and NPR. And then there's a lot of stuff like this one. Just somebody sitting down in their bedroom and talking into a microphone, you know, and that's why you have such a huge range of topics, you know? I remember falling into the rabbit hole of looking at, like, Doctor Who podcasts for a while, right? There's all sorts of people, you know, talking about podcasts, talking about Doctor Who and their podcasts. Economics, religion, I mean, it never ends. It just goes on and on and on. So there's all sorts of hobbies and professional things, religious, spiritual, artistic, everything, political, it's all out there. It's definitely a huge, it's just a great, great addition of things you can do. And you can use this, just to give you an idea, I use a program called Downcast, which I have on my iPhone, my iPad, and on my computer, on my Mac. And that means when I download these podcasts, I can listen to it anywhere. I could be in the car and listen to it. I could be sitting on the couch and listen to it. I play it through my stereo system. I play it on my computer. They're all synchronized, right? So I start on one. It knows what I've played, what I haven't played. It's just a wonderful, wonderful system, and I can play it anywhere, and it's free, you know? So definitely recommend checking it out. If you're not already in the world of podcasts, shame on you. You should jump in there and see if there's something you can see if you can find something that would be interesting to you. So, anyway, I'll go ahead and give you my rundown of podcasts. I've changed around a little bit. About a year ago or so, I was super heavy into the tech, especially Apple related podcasts. I've gotten away from that in a lot of ways. I think that I was listening to those. Well, to be honest, there hasn't been a whole lot going on with Apple, right? These last months or so. So those people have not had much to talk about. But, you know, it's one of those things that I can only take it but for so long, right? I need to get some other things. So I've branched out a little bit. I listen to a lot of two programs from NPR. Or at least are put on NPR, This American Life and Radiolab. Both of them are story type of, I mean, you can loosely call them journalism, but it's more stories, you know, people, and it revolves around people or situations. And, you know, typically they'll have a theme, and they will, Radiolab tends to be just a one story, whereas This American Life will tend to have multiple stories around a certain theme, you know. Very well done. These programs are pretty much set the bar for quality for podcasts. They are extraordinarily well made. The people doing them are pros. I mean, not only from just a technical audio perspective, but the way they can talk to people, you know, the way they can mix things around and structure things in an audio way. It's fantastic, and they range from, you know, making you cry, so, you know, cry from laughing, to just making you cry. I mean, because some of them are just so sad, you know. Really amazing stories. Definitely check them out. You know, I use, like I said, Downcast for Radiolab, but for This American Life, I actually downloaded their app. It's $5, right, for the, at least it was last time I checked, for This American Life. And I know a lot of people go, $5, I don't know. It's public radio. Stop being a cheapskate. Just buy the damn thing, right? So help support the show. And gives you access to all, as far as I can tell, all of the shows. And you can listen to them anytime you want to. So it's well worth it. Works very, very well. So definitely worth buying that. So those are two I spend a lot of time with. They're a lot of fun. For tech stuff, I still do listen to some. I still listen to John Gruber's talk show, The Talk Show, from time to time. I still think he has some interesting things to say about the tech world and Apple in particular. Last one I listened to, he was at a Microsoft conference, actually. So that was interesting. And he was able to bring his... I heard one critique of his show is that his show is really all about excellence, right? And Apple has really been the epitome of that in the tech world. And so he ends up talking a lot about Apple. But, he is, I think, pretty fair. And when he was at the Microsoft conference, he was talking about the different things that Microsoft has to offer that are excellent. They do a great job with. So once again, if you're into tech, I think he's worth listening to. I know some people who are just absolutely hate Apple, hate him. But, I mean, he's critical of Apple as well. So I don't know. I don't understand the huge overreactions. His shows run real long typically. So, like I said, I don't listen to him once in a while, Now, my other tech shows tend to be more high level. I listen to The Critical Path and Stratechery. I think is how you pronounce it now. Both of them... talk more about the economics, the decision-making, about the industry in general. What is disruption? What is innovation? How do companies actually compete with each other and kind of time frames they're working on? That kind of stuff, Once again, it's kind of applying the economic way of thinking to the world of technology. And I find that very compelling. I'm very interested in both those things, so I recommend them highly. Critical Path has been going along for quite a while. Stratechery has just started. I think they're on their third episode, but quite good. He just relaunched his blog, which has always been a good blog. He now has a paid service, so he still has the regular blog, but in addition to that, he has a different tiers of you can pay for it. And I'm thinking about it. The tier that has the features that appeal most to me is $10 a month, though. So $120 a year. It's a little steep. He has one that's $30 for the year, which is much more what I was hoping to pay. Which gets you a T-shirt, which is it's kind of nice, I guess. But and it helps support the thing. That's the main reason for doing it. But it doesn't really give you anything else. So I'm thinking about pitching some money his way just to help keep that podcast going, because I do think it's worthwhile, and I do believe in paying for things that that you get use out of, if you're interested in the tech world, if you're interested in see how things work on a high level, great podcast to listen to. I do listen, this can be considered kind of a dweebish thing, but the Big Finish podcast. This is a Big Finish is a company that is licensed by the BBC to make Doctor Who radio plays, and so they have all original cast, right? They have the original Doctors, 4 through 8 that they can use, the original actors. They have all the surviving companions, original actors are new stories, fantastic. I think it's really overall quite a bit better than the classic series ever was. As much as I like Doctor Who, I think Big Finish is doing Doctor Who right. Now, they've also spread out. They've got a variety of Doctor Who spinoffs, as well as now they do a lot of other stories, other worlds that they like, Dark Shadows and Stargate and all those other kind of things. So they do a lot of different radio plays. So I listen to their podcast to find out what's coming out, get trailers about new stuff, So it's if you're a fan of Doctor Who, or if you're certainly a fan of Big Finish, it's a good thing to listen to. Do listen to Econ Talk. I still listen to Econ Talk from time to time. Russ Roberts, he's a former professor of mine. He's kind of strayed away from the stuff that I'm really interested in. He ever since the financial crisis hit, he's been talking about more macro stuff, which, this is, bias on my thing showing through. I understand that, but I'm just not interested in hearing people argue about it. Like, yeah, Scott Sumner on, and I listened to about half hour of it and just terrified me to turn it off. He was so certain of what needed to be done. with the money supply, and that would have smoothed everything over. And it's just, you know, the hubris involved is just stunning. I wish you'd get back into more micro roots, you know, and deal more with emergent phenomena. You know, it's this things that really interest me, but every once in a while he'll still have something that I think is worth listening to, but so it's worth to keep up and see what he's doing, but I don't listen to it regularly. I do listen to, I've started to listen to libertarianism.org. It's called free thoughts from libertarianism.org, and of course, you know, two guesses as to what's the topic is there, you know. I will say that most people, when they think of political radio, they think of like Rush Limbaugh and, you know, Jon Stewart, and a very, very polarizing, very snarky, you know, and also they tend to have this thing of like solidifying the base or you know, like a rah 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 our team type of thing. This is from Cato, and they tend to be a little more scholarly. And they do take the occasional pot shots at conservatives and so-called progressives, you know. But for the most part, you know, they keep things pretty much above board. I mean, you give you an idea of some of the topics here. You know, they talk about the death penalty, virtue of justice, millennials and immigration. Is Bitcoin the future of money? Three languages of politics. That's a fantastic show. It's Arnold Kling talking about his three axes of politics. I've talked about that before. Is income inequality a problem? You know, how to fix healthcare, democracy and political ignorance, conscience of the Constitution. And, you know, and so clearly it's from a libertarian perspective, but I do think that it gives people from every background something worth thinking about. And because they're not so strident, that it isn't an immediate turnoff. It's not like if there's a liberal who says, well, maybe I'll listen to Rush just to, or Glenn Beck, just to kind of get a feel for what a conservative thinks, you'll go insane, right? Because they're insane, right? And and that, you know, makes it very difficult to take any of that kind of stuff seriously. But, you know, this one, like I said, it tends to be much more higher level. And have a variety of people on there and a variety of topics. So it's not dominated by certain personalities in any case. Well worth thinking, checking out, especially if you're of that bent already, but also if you're just curious about that or you want to get some ammunition for how to argue with people, I guess, right? That's always a possibility. Some people, everyone needs a hobby, right? The last one that I've started listening to is a fun little show called Discover ADN. And this is, now this might sound really insular and kind of very narrow focused, but it struck me how interesting this is. It basically, Discover ADN, ADN stands for app.net. It's that social network I'm on. That's my primary thing, right, with social media is app.net. And Jason started this podcast. He just started to interview people who were on app.net, and he gets suggestions for people to follow on app.net, and he interviews those people as well. Full disclosure, he has interviewed me, right? So that's how I was introduced to this, is he asked if he could interview me. So I said, oh, okay, that's interesting. I've never been interviewed before. And so, you know, he just asks people why they're on app.net and what do they want to be known for and things like that. And what's happening, of course, his whole thing was just so we could get to know people better that we see in our streams on app.net. But what's striking me about it is that he's interviewing these people, and they're just regular people, just folks up on a social website, on a social service, rather. But it turns out that people are interesting, you know? He interviews people all over the world, and they all have something that's interesting about them. And that, you know, that to me is really affirming that you know, you can just take random people, and I don't agree with everything that people say on there, but it's great to hear somebody just being themselves and being worth listening to, you know? And it kind of gives me hope that, you know, and it reminds me that, that everyone has their own story, right? And it kind of like what I'm doing here, right? That I'm just kind of, I'll call it spouting off, you know, but, you know, everyone's got a different life and we do different things. And so it's worth putting down or getting out there, you know, so other people can hear it or see it. And you never know. You never know what's going to happen and what's going to interest people, you know? Anyway, so those are the podcasts I've been listening to recently. I will put all the information about it in the accompanying blog post. The Blims server is still down, so I'm hosting these directly on my website, and I'm sending out a broadcast alert when I publish this. So please subscribe to my broadcast channel. You'll see little links in the on the blog post. That way, you know, you'll know when I've made another one. Hopefully Blims will come up, back up soonish and I'll have my RSS feed working again. But, until then, feel free to just, subscribe to the broadcast channel. Thanks for listening and I'll talk to you later.